WHBO. We love to have you with us. We want you all to know you're welcome on WHBO, Randolph County Radio.
From Rio Country, 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:28, actually. I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. We have State Representative Nathan Wrights in this morning. How you doing?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Not too bad. It's seems like summer's coming back again out there.
But, it is. We had a couple nice days this week, but felt like it was especially fall evening.
Right. Almost felt like I was in Minnesota there for a little bit or
correct.
Something.
Correct. Yeah. It's we've had a nice week. You can't complain about the weather. And obviously, living in southern Illinois, you know that warm weather can come any day of the year, really.
That's true. Well, I mean, not a whole lot to talk about right now because not a whole lot going on as far as the legislature.
No, with our abbreviated session, we didn't run a lot of legislation either this, you know, for the spring session. So it's legislatively, it's kind of quiet and, you know, event-wise, because of COVID, it's kind of quiet.
True.
So it's been an interesting summer.
Yeah, I guess the one positive, I guess you could say, not a lot of parades to be walking in right now and planning for.
There's not a lot of parades that people are having to go to and walk or put a float in. Or unfortunately for a lot of people, though, and a lot of these towns around us are, you know, they rely on these events, like, you know, Redbud Fireman's Picnic supports the local fire department and the town. I mean, so
right.
So that's definitely a drawback of the no parade. But
hopefully next year everything will get back to somewhat normal.
Hopefully next year we'll have some sort of normalcy.
Exactly. I'll tell you what, let's take a break here and we'll come back and talk with State Representative Nathan Wrights here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Hey, welcome back. 9:36. This is The People Speak again, talking today with State Representative Nathan Wrights. And I mean, obviously, the big news still is COVID.
Yeah, COVID is about the main topic that you hear about right now, whether in state news and national news and local news. It's pretty much COVID.
Kind of like for just a little while there, like it was starting to fade a little bit, but now it's kind of come back again.
It has. I mean, one of the, you know, as far as the state, you know, the last several days, they've been, or at least a few days this week, I've seen like over 40,000 specimens that they've tested in 24 hours. And yesterday, it was around the 2,000 mark for positive test, but that was out of, like I said, over 40,000 specimens. So, so that's not a high percentage, obviously, but it's still a lot of new cases. And
true,
unfortunately, there's deaths linked with it every day.
I mean, I know there's some controversy as far as how they're counting the deaths, but
correct.
There's going to be controversy in anything. So.
There's controversy. You know, on positives and false positives, and
you know, if they weren't counting some of the ones that, you know, that people would complain, you know, it's like, well, what about those people? They were diagnosed, so that, you know.
Yeah, one of the things that that the state just released yesterday, which obviously has a lot to do with COVID, have been, you know, unemployment rates are very high. you know, like I said, state and nationally.
True.
So the state of Illinois is extending regular benefits an extra 20 weeks, which it's generally, you know, you have a 26-week allotment, and once that's exhausted, you're done with regular unemployment. So they are adding an additional 20 weeks, and there's about 30 states that are actually providing that. An additional 13 weeks, at least 13 weeks, I guess. And Illinois is one of those states that's providing 20 weeks.
Right. I mean, we don't know a lot about it, but we mentioned before we got started today, I guess the governor is holding a press conference as we speak.
Yeah, he's holding a press conference, and the only thing that I had seen online, and generally a lot of times that holds pretty true, is that it's about a face mask mandate more toward geared towards businesses and corporations that he's wanting to get ruled on in JCAR, which Senator Schimpf sits on. So we were talking offline that, you know, with Senator Schimpf coming in a week or so, he might have some information some new information to share on that front, since he is involved in that process.
Right. Is there any word yet as far as when the next legislative session will get underway?
I mean, as of right now, the next one's scheduled for veto session. I forgot the dates. Towards the end of November. There's a 3-day veto in November and a 3-day in December scheduled. So unless something changes, unless there, you know, would be some sort of special session called, we don't meet until after the November elections again.
Right. So, you know, you running for office, kind of, I mean, we talked a little bit about that. It's kind of different this year as far as how you can go. Like I said, there's no parades. You know, you always see everyone walking in parades.
Yeah, everybody has to readjust and kind of find their own way to do things, whether it's personal life, political life. It's, you know, there's a lot of adjusting to do, and you just kind of have to find your niche and go on with it.
Go ahead.
No, yeah, it's like we've talked about for the last several months. It's interesting times, and hopefully we'll get to some normalcy sooner or later, whatever that new normal may be.
Right. Yeah. I mean, everyone talks about it, but nobody's really explained it.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't know. I mean, that's until they, you know, there's a lot of people they're working hard to develop a vaccine, and, you know, that also, you know, brings up, you know, most people don't believe that you should mandate something like that. And I mean, that's, everybody has their choice. I mean, I can't say we should mandate a vaccine like that either. I mean, if you want to get it when we come up with it, but it's got to be proven. I mean, it's
right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'll be honest in that. It's like, I'm one of those, I don't get an annual flu shot. I haven't had one in probably 25 years, and knock on wood, I really haven't had any severe cases of the flu over those past 25 years. The last time I got one, I had one of the worst cases of the flu I'd ever had. Oh. So, you know,
yeah, I'm that person who I started getting them. I don't think I'd ever gotten a flu shot until I had kids. And then when I had young kids, I started getting them, and I've received one every year. It's just a guess, which, you know, hopefully one of these times you hit it right. And if it's a bad year, you
true.
I made the best choice.
Exactly.
But that's still, you know, that's like, it's still our choice whether we want to get it or not.
Right, exactly. All right, let's go ahead and throw in our next break here, and we will come back and talk some more with Representative Wright here on the People Speak right after this. Welcome back. We've got a little bit of time left here on the program this morning, talking with Representative Nathan Wright. And, we talked a little bit about COVID and that. One of the programs that has come out of that is to help businesses, you know, with the employees and keeping them on is the PPP program.
Yeah. So I did see that the PPP program for, you know, well, even sole proprietors now, and it originally started as businesses, that expires tomorrow. So if anybody still needs to apply for a PPP loan, you can go to your local bank, any business owner, any, like I said, even they dropped it down to sole proprietors even now, and go to your local bank and apply. But there's definitely a chance that they'll extend it because there was money left from the federal government.
And that stands for payroll protection.
Payroll protection. So basically it goes to payroll, to your utilities, your monthly rent or mortgage on your whatever your business may be. You know, federally, they are still working on a package which would, you know, ultimately benefit the state government as well if they come to terms and pass it. You know, Illinois and most states are facing huge financial burdens because of COVID. You know, and some of the money in the next stimulus package they're talking about will go to help states and cities pay for a lot of the COVID expenses that have been incurred. So hopefully for us as a state, I mean, hopefully that will happen because, you know, when we passed our budget, it was unknowing of what, if any, federal government help would come. So right now, unfortunately, the state's borrowed some from the federal government, and hopefully some of that will be repaid through the PPP through the third stimulus package or whatever, and and we won't be indebted to the federal government.
Don't want to do that.
No.
We're talking a little bit too. Sparta Library just got a little bit of a help.
Yeah, I just received an email yesterday from the legislative person at the Secretary of State's office that Sparta Library is receiving a grant for $9,000, which, you know, I don't know exactly. I do know it's for technology and, you know, help with learning and gaining life skills for school students, middle and high school students. Don't know exactly what the grant process was like, but it's always good to see when people in your district end up receiving these grants.
Right. You don't hear about them as much as you used to, but libraries are still there and they're still doing the job to try and get, you know, make information available to people. And
they are, and like, I mean, Sparta Library, you know, in Stillville and all these public libraries, you have internet access as well, which, you know, we talked about school off air a little bit, and, you know, with some remote learning taking place, some hybrid approaches, some in-person learning, you know, the internet around here is just, you know, it's hit and miss. So, I mean, one of the things, you know, a lot of libraries have opened up their hotspots, and not that it's convenient, but at least you have that option to drive to the library and get some internet access.
I think they had to kind of go with the internet because now when I was in school, you went to the library, you got the encyclopedias out, and you looked up information.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's I mean, that's still a good resource. I haven't used it much, but I know my parents used the library a lot to go get hardbound books.
Right.
You know, it's pretty convenient to, if I want to read a book, I'll probably download it onto my iPhone and and skip the hardbound version.
You know, I was, for a while, I refused to get an online book, and then I got one once when I was working out quite a bit, especially doing the treadmill and that. You can just set your iPad or whatever up there and pull it up, and you can read it while you're walking. It's kind of hard to read a book when the page is going to keep flipping back.
Yeah, they're pretty convenient. Technology is kind of unnecessary evil.
But, you know, a lot of things have changed. But so at this point, everything's kind of quiet. You know, we're just kind of
waiting to see what, you know, what happens and see what this fall looks like. Hopefully, I mean, so hopefully COVID talk slows down eventually and everybody can start focusing on on other things.
Right. I know in the past, you know, this time of year, everyone's eagerly awaiting the start of school. And now with this, it's, you know, that they're, you know, some schools are going with full in, others are going with remote, others are going with kind of a hybrid of that.
Yeah, and then, I mean, you know, I know, I mean, my kids go to Stillville, so you have an option whether you want to do, you know, if you don't feel comfortable, send them all online or send them in person. But like I said, yeah, there's a, and unfortunately, you know, just because an approach is laid out from the beginning of the school year, it's not necessarily going to stay the same. So, you know, these school districts are having to adapt, you know, sometimes rapidly. Nobody thought last year that we were going to, you know, be online. And now these schools that are starting in person, you know, they're having to lay out plans to go to an online program as well, just in case if, you know, things
at least they would be a little regress. Bit more prepared for it this time, as whereas in correct. The spring they just, it was just kind of thrown on them.
Yeah, I mean, now they know that, you know, I'm going to say that probably every school district is prepared to go online, where yeah, last year they were kind of thrown at it and right. had to make do with what they could come up with.
All right, well, looks like we're out of time, but Representative Rice, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it. It was good seeing you again, and we'll see you next month.
All right, we will talk to you then. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.